Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Ducks and Beavers are both hosting regionals.
Yeah. Hit me up!
College baseball tournament.
Yeah, somehow. Now, I don't pretend to understand college baseball rankings, but Oregon State got a top eight, and Oregon State got a top eight. And
controversial.
Oregon got
12th.
Yeah, and they essentially have the same record, and Oregon State beat them.
Oregon beat them.
God, I'm doing
You're
great.
Doing great.
Oregon beat Oregon
State
in the four games that they played.
Yeah.
So, I'm confused because Oregon State didn't have a tournament to play in because they're not in a conference.
They were the only independent team to make the field.
And yet Oregon was punished for losing in the Big Ten tournament after they already won the Big Ten regular season championship. That just seems odd to me that, and look, I know very little about college baseball. I understand Oregon State's a great team. I'm not saying they're not deserving. I just think that was kind of a, when I saw that, I was a bit puzzled when I was looking at resumes.
So the Beavs are the number 8 overall seed. They host St. Mary's on Friday. The other two teams in their region, TCU and USC.
So yeah, double elimination and little kind of mini round robin there, and the winner goes on to the Super Regional.
And then Oregon got the 12 overall seed. They host Utah Valley Friday at 6, and the other two teams in their region in Eugene will be Arizona and Cal Poly. Now, the difference here, as you're pointing out, between 8 and 12 is that the Beavers will host the Super Regionals should they advance. The Ducks will not. Yeah. So only the top 8 host the Super Regionals. So that's how Oregon kind of got hosed.
Although the Ducks would host if the one seed in their opposite region
were to. Well,
that's
fair. That's true. Because they're opposite the Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
They're opposite the Raleigh region. Yeah. Yeah.
Chapel Hill region.
So there is a chance that Oregon State and Oregon could both host Super Regionals.
Correct.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. But you'd have to root for an upset for on the Oregon side. Oregon State wins, they will host it.
Yes.
And they'll play the winner of the Tallahassee Regional. Anyway, my question is college baseball is pretty kick-ass.
Yes, it is.
Why don't we watch it more? Is it just not readily available enough for us?
I don't know.
And I'm saying
part of it.
I'm saying just generally speaking, why is it not more popular? You know, somebody texted in earlier and they said, our Stanford guy, Gunner. I read his text. He said, listening on the app, so who knows if I'm up to speed, but as a college baseball coach, it's a real shame the West Coast can't get behind college baseball. Oregon and Oregon State are legit teams, but after moving to the ACC this year, it is absolutely crazy how much college baseball matters on the East Coast and in the South. It's basically college football from 3 to 5 years ago, same place, arms races, facilities, and paying players. And I find that interesting. I didn't know that, that it was that big down there. But what is our deal with college baseball? Well, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Because we have great programs.
And I have never lived in an area where college baseball was a big deal. And so the SEC, by the way, they have like half the teams in the regionals are all
yeah.
SEC teams.
The SEC is awesome.
And I know like North Carolina's a traditional powerhouse down there. And USC and Arizona State are good teams. And out west, we've had Cal State's been a good team. And I mean, so we have, and Oregon State, by the way, has won 3 national titles, for God's sakes. I mean, that's the definition of a phenomenal program.
What keeps you from watching it?
It's a good question.
Because
it just has never been part of my day-to-day sports viewing habit. It's just it's not out in
well,
front of me.
It's not really on.
It's not.
Is it?
I don't know exactly where to find it.
That's part of it. And also, even if it's fun, would it jump the hierarchy of whatever the primetime game is in the NBA or for Suk the NHL?
I mean, no.
Like, and I think that's part of it too. It's not that you wouldn't maybe be interested, but it's competing with other stuff.
And I pay attention when the College World Series goes around. I think
because it's
cool.
On.
It's on.
So maybe it's that simple. Like if it were on, because people will often say, well, we don't know the players. Well, okay. But it's the college brands.
Yeah.
The players turn over all the time in basketball, but you watch your Ducks, your Beavers, your Trojans, whoever.
Yeah.
So the college brand should be what brings you in. Like you'd want to watch BYU. Kansas is having a historic year in baseball. We've never been this good. And so that's kind of cool. But I don't know. Maybe it's just as simple as they're not on. And if they were, we'd watch a little bit more because we do watch when they are on in the World Series.
Yeah, but it obviously, even though I watch in the College World Series, it's not like it's appointment viewing the way it is college football to me or the NCAA tournament till you get to the College World Series. Honestly, it feels a lot to like college basketball to me. I don't watch a ton of college basketball until it gets to the end of the year. I watch more college basketball because I do think it's readily available and there's not, it's more in front in the national lexicon. Like it's a conversation. But it's a very similar, I think, is when the tournament starts rolling around, we start paying attention to it. When the College World Series rolls around and the regionals, especially when there's local teams involved, we start paying attention to it. But from a national perspective, when's the last time that college baseball was a focus of conversation? I don't ever remember seeing it as a headline on ESPN. I don't ever remember national people talking about it. It's certainly, even locally here, growing up, I didn't hear sports talk radio talk about it very much. I mean, God, we've been doing this forever, and we don't talk about it that much until we get to the point of national championship. I mean, I remember Oregon State winning national titles and us talking about when will this be able to take hold and really become a day-to-day household thing. And I just don't know. I don't know what that would take. But that's true for so many sports. Like, I just feel like there's a natural pecking order in sports and it's hard to ever unseat something. There's only so much bandwidth we have, right? And in this country, it's the NFL, it's college football, it's the NBA, it's Major League Baseball. And then to a lesser extent, then you have the NHLs and you've got, you know, the stuff behind that and get in line. And unless it was something that was pushed by national brands and it was readily available and talked about, I just don't know how that gains traction. But according to that one guy back in the South, they do talk
it's
about
a huge
this
deal.
Like they do?
I guess so. I was looking up the viewership. 16-game postseason average in 2003 Men's College World Series, 1.65 million viewers.
It's a good chunk, but it's not...
That's not great.
It's not great.
I mean, not a lot of people are watching.
No.
48% increase from the year over year, but still. I don't know. I think they should... I mean, it seems to me that they need a better TV deal, but maybe there's just no demand for it. I don't know. And, you know, their format is a little hard to follow if just for the layman.
Yeah.
I think more one and done games, like when it gets to be the deciding game of a 3-game series or whatever, it just changes. It's kind of like the college basketball tournament. It changes it. When it's one and done and you're out if you lose, it's intense.
Well, and there's, like I said, there's a lot of different polls so it's hard to know.
They need to streamline that sport a little better.
And I don't think we really talk about like team construction. You know, there's what, 60-something games they play, 50-something games. So I think for people, I mean, that's kind of like Major League Baseball. There's just a lot to follow on a day-to-day basis. So and again, it's just not ingrained, at least out here. It's just not something we talk about.
Well, but the Beavers and Ducks aren't even on TV.
No.
Like, are they?
But
I don't think they are.
Not readily available that I see.
I don't know how to watch them.
But you talk about it. You came from a place where college basketball was a big effing deal, right? And again, growing up out here, we don't watch college basketball. We just don't. And so if Oregon State becoming one of the most dominant programs in college baseball, and look, I don't think this is that far out about, or in modern time, the Oregon State baseball program is the best Pacific Northwest program ever.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They've won 3 national titles. Washington football has never won 3 national titles. Oregon's never won 3 national titles in any sport that we prop up. This is the single greatest college team that we've had in the Pacific Northwest ever. And if that doesn't grab people to the point where that becomes a day-to-day sport, nothing ever will.
Has it grabbed Oregon State fans, though? Like, are Oregon State fan? Like, if you're a diehard Oregon State fan, do even you not care all that much about...
Well, baseball? Sprague went to Oregon State, and Sprague is a Beaver through and through, and I listen to them, and I know Sprague pays attention to it, but he is not.
Yeah.
He is not breaking down the Oregon State pitching staff and the lineup and all that. That is not that is
very
not the case.
Few are. I mean, I don't think that there are more than a couple hundred, maybe, people who do that for any given team in college baseball.
Okay. There, people are saying the Beavs are on CW and Coin.
Okay.
That's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Although I don't have CW at home, so can't watch them. But if they're on Coin, I could watch them.
Yeah. How many people know that, and how many people tune into it?
Yeah, and it's that's the other thing is maybe it's when they play.
Don't know.
Friday early afternoons,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or not early.
They
afternoon,
play midweek games too during the season.
Yeah, they play 2 a week, and that's kind of hard to sit down and watch. I don't know. Look. We have not gotten to the bottom of this.
And we both love baseball.
Oh, my God. Look at John Mellencamp. Oh, you missed
him. That's Ben Stiller.
Yeah, fisticuffs in the hockey game.
Yeah, you're too slow.
Oh, it was Triple H.
They had John Mellencamp on there. I'm watching the Knicks and the
looks
Pacers.
Looks a little rough.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, he's had a hard life.
I mean, he looks okay, but he's just red-faced like he's housed.
He probably is.
Yeah.
But to your point, we are both big baseball fans. We watch baseball every day in the studio.
Every day.
And did we have the... Ducks or Beavers on?
Never.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right. Well, work on it, college baseball. How about that?
I think they'd like that? To, but it's hard.
All right. Is it? We'll get to more sports talk. Very short sports talk segment next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.